this year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Put them up, put them up. Come on. We got some pertussis pugilism to do today, Ty.
I can almost feel the slobber all the way over here.
Oh, no, I got a slobber guard.
Nice.
Okay. You like that? And, you know, we did a story about teenagers or kids spitting yesterday, so I had to kind of keep the theme going.
I like it. Put them up, put them up.
Well, welcome, Ty. It's Outside the Box Wednesday, and yes, pugilistic pertussis is on our minds. Why, though? Why? We Superdon and I talked about this whole whooping cough thing, and they're having to admit now it's the vaccine. It's not the parents who are saying no vaccine. It's the vaccine.
Yeah, I'm really shocked at this article that we have mutually read about the fact that they are now admitting that the pertussis vaccine does not work. Most, over 90-something percent of the children that are in this outbreak, apparently, or have been getting pertussis, are not vaccinated. And, I mean, are vaccinated, at least five times, it says. It says most of the children who have received five vaccines for pertussis. Okay, so, wow, the vaccine doesn't work. That's kind of the same thing that we've been saying for a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's more validation, of course, what we've talked about. And, you know, we cover the controversial topics here. We don't shy away from them. And I've had some ongoing discussion with our usual board op, Tom. He's not here today, about the issue, because you think about the lay audience, and we talked about that with Carol Alt last hour, that not everybody is up to speed as to where we've been, what we've been studying and researching for many years. So sometimes we got to go back to the basics here.
Yeah, well, we do need to go back to the basics. We're talking about the pertussis vaccine. It's interesting that the FDA admits that the pertussis vaccine is not working. They admitted last year in a couple of articles that the CDC and the FDA admitted that there was severe problems with the pertussis whooping cough vaccine, but they're still recommending it. And so not only are they recommending it, but they are blaming unvaccinated children for the outbreaks, even though this article that we're talking about here says that the effects are not due to the unvaccinated children. There's less than 8% that are unvaccinated. So it's highly vaccinated area, almost completely vaccinated, still getting the outbreaks, but they're still blaming those that are not vaccinated. It's complete doublethink.
Well, it's an agenda, of course. It's not rooted in reality, but it's rooted in the need, the desire to force people into their cult. What we would agree is a dangerous needle syringe type cult of injection.
It is, and it's interesting that members of this cult, one of the leaders of this cult, is the FDA. And in, I think it was October of last year, the FDA published a study that they had conducted on the pertussis vaccine, and they admitted that whooping cough is increasing among highly vaccinated areas. So it's complete doublethink. The vaccine doesn't work. They're admitting it doesn't work. They're admitting that these outbreaks are occurring in vaccinated, almost completely vaccinated areas. However, you should still get the vaccine, and it's the unvaccinated people's fault.
Right, right. I mean, you talk about cognitive dissonance in this regard. You know, the question is, of course, what will they do? You know, there's a level of desperation here, and there's another article I think is sort of a companion piece to this. We want to threaten you. We want to frighten you. We want to kind of intimidate you to get your vaccines. And if that doesn't work, maybe we can strengthen the laws or the regulations on the people of each state to kind of convince you that you have no choice. You have to get the shot or else.
Right. Yeah, I saw that article. 20-something, how many states? 24 states?
Threatening the right to refuse to get vaccines administered in your children. I mean, this to me, you say, even if you believe in vaccines, like for those that still do, this is completely against the idea of what it means to be an American. You know, the freedom of self-determination is gone in the haze or a sea of immunological collectivism that is not validated except when they yell, herd immunity, herd immunity. And then they say, well, that's why.
Yeah, well, you've got Illinois, Massachusetts, Vermont, New Jersey, Indiana, Kentucky, New York, Missouri, Nebraska, New York again here, Iowa, Indiana, Missouri, Vermont again here. So I'm reading through all these different proposals here in this article where there's draconian legislation being put through to try. Thankfully, it hasn't passed in many instances. It's been postponed or tabled or has been voted down. But we got legislators trying to put through really draconian legislation, forcing people to inject their children with poison or be fired if they don't get injected, if they work in certain places, mandating boys to get HPV vaccinations and so forth. It's really, really crazy because people, I think the reason that this is happening now, Robert, and this is just me, is that people are really waking up to vaccines. And so now they're saying, okay, people are waking up too much. We're losing a large majority of our revenues here. Big pharma. By the way, segue. Mm-hmm. Side note: 20% of white collar crime is now committed in the pharmaceutical industry. Did you know that?
The white collar crime is happening in big pharma.
20% of white collar crime is in the pharmaceutical industry. Every major vaccine manufacturer is now a convicted criminal. Did you know that?
Wow.
Every one of them has paid out because they have criminally harmed someone, a group of people, and so forth. 20%.
Well, listen, it's not surprising to me, and we've seen most of these corporations be fined, and then they kind of blink and they wink and they go about their business because they're making billions. Their fine is pennies fractionally to that degree of profitability.
Yeah. That's true. The fines are not sufficient enough to prohibit them from continuing to act like criminals because they're just a drop in the bucket. They make so much money. Now, this is a statistic that I quoted in the book. This is from 2004. I don't know what it is 10 years later, but I assume that it's probably pretty close to this. And this was by an article by Marcia Angel published in New York
the
Times.
New England Journal of, oh, New York Times, because she was the editor for the New England Journal of Medicine.
She was editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, yeah. But it was an article that she published, I think, New York Times. And that year in 2004, the top 500, Fortune 500 companies, 410 of them were pharmaceutical companies. And those 10 combined revenues exceeded the other 490. Does that blow your mind?
Well, it means that, no matter what kind of fines you throw at these companies, listen, the government's happy to get paid out. They're not concerned about your life, unfortunately. And we can say it in a generic sort of way, but it's unconscionable because on an individual level, you'd have to find somebody liable or responsible for allowing these things to continue. Because as we know, if there was a dietary supplement that even caused one death, much less the hospitalization, it would be front page news everywhere. Yeah. Here now they're having to confront the failure of their vaccines. And before it worked pretty well just to peer pressure folks into it, frighten them into it. Now more people than ever are waking up because of the autism epidemic, et cetera. The parents are waking up. They can't be put back to sleep. So what's the next best bet that they got in their, so-called pocket? What are they going to pull out? A mandate. A force of a government gun. That's all they got left.
Mm-hmm. And I think you're right. I think that's what's going on. People are waking up, and so now they're having to force people to either be injected or you lose your job. Inject your child or your child can't go to daycare here. Or worse, either inject your child or we'll take your child. I could see that coming. We're already getting that with chemotherapy, so I could see that coming. But, concerning the pertussis vaccine, There's an insert. The Sanofi Pasteur pertussis vaccine is called the Tripedia, and on FDA.gov they've got the inserts for many of the vaccinations there. You can just download the PDF and read it. So on the insert for the Tripedia vaccine, it says that potential side effects from the Tripedia vaccine, which is whooping cough, DPT, diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, two of the potential side effects are SIDS and autism. This is listed on the actual insert to the vaccine. But again, we have doublethink going on. We have cognitive dissonance. Mm-hmm. You tell people that you're concerned about autism from the vaccines, and they tell you you're nuts, even though on the actual insert it says that that's a potential side effect. Wow. It's crazy. Let me ask you something, okay?
Me? You want to ask me?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you this.
You remember make me nervous when you do that.
No. This is easy. This is the easy question. Do you remember that I think it was you and Super Don broke down that Voices for Vaccines article where it was entitled Growing Up Unvaccinated, the lady that grew up unvaccinated and now she believes completely in vaccines?
Yeah, it was weird because we found her in England, yet she was identical to a woman that worked at the CDC. It was just bizarre, the number of things that we kept digging and digging, and
yeah,
we kind of figured out she might be real, but we're not sure.
Well, here, let me. I'm not going to do anything as far as voice my concerns about whether she's real or not. But what I will do is I'll go into the Voices for Vaccine website. It's actually owned by the Task Force for Global Health. Now, that's the third largest charity in the United States, okay? They are, let's see, on their Form 990, okay, you can pull their 990. They're a nonprofit, so you can pull their financial statements and their tax returns down. It says the Task Force for Global Health is an affiliate of Emory University, all right? And as such, all Task Force employees are, in fact, Emory University employees. And you already know about the relationship between Emory and the CDC. All right,
well, I know it's my alma mater. I mean, the thing is, that's why I can't support what they do in this regard.
Right.
Because they're utilizing the funds that are being given to them, whether it be taxpayer funds or alumni funds, to go fight against people who are just acknowledging the danger of injecting children with toxic medicaments that you wouldn't drink.
Yes, absolutely. So here, how much we got? A minute left?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to try to wrap this up. So, Voices for Vaccine website, that was the Growing Up Unvaccinated article, owned by the Task Force for Global Health. Voices for Vaccine, on their scientific advisory board, this website that published that article that y'all debunked, or tried to debunk the lady at least, listen to this. Deborah Wexler, Paul Offit, Stanley Plotkin, and Alan Hinman. Now, we already know about Offit. He works with Merck. He's worked with the CDC. But Alan Hinman, okay, he's one of the scientific advisory boards for Voices for Vaccines. He is a member of the he's the director of the task force for accelerated measles mortality reduction, which is funded by Bill and Melinda Gates.
And it goes back to Gates.
He's also former CDC and an adjunct Emory University professor, too. I got a lot more, but all that to show, try to connect the dots here, folks.
Yeah. We connect the dots here on Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger and Robert Scott Bell, TMB RSB, together again. We'll be together again in Atlanta coming up. We're going to tell you a little bit about that. Also, we got listener questions, listener comments, and you can call us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only, without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You were talking about conflicts of interest leading back to the CDC on all these vaccine things.
Yeah.
Well, right across from the CDC and Emory University is something called the American Cancer Society.
Oh.
The ACS. Makes me cough just thinking about them. They're doing their level best to make sure no real cancer cures ever make it out to the public.
Absolutely.
Unless they're patented and they include chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. So
exactly.
We've got a big...
Which by definition will never cure cancer.
Right. So we've got a big task ahead of us. Now, we're not out to try and shut down the CDC and the American Cancer Society. We don't have delusions of grandeur. So all we try to do is bring that information out so you can make better informed decisions. They don't want you to have the information. We do. Then you can choose. We're going to be coming to Atlanta to help you to do just that. Answers to Cancer, February 28th. That's a Friday evening. And then again, March 1st, Saturday evening. Thanks to our friends at Better Way Health. And this is going to be an awesome event.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great two-day event and great organic meal. We're going to be there with Dr. David Jockers, AJ Lanigan, our friends at Better Way Health. It's going to be a really great time. So I encourage you, if you are within driving distance of Atlanta or if you want to get on a plane, you want to get groped and get on a plane, come on down.
Yeah, and you know, don't balk at the $100. It costs $100 to go, but you think about it. Go out in Atlanta for a fully organic meal, gourmet meal, and that's all you'll get. Go to this, you'll not only get that meal, you're going to get TMB, RSB, AJ Lanigan, Dr. David Jockers, Dr. Jockers, and what else? You're going to get over $120 worth of books, including the latest edition of what? Go ahead, Ty.
Cancer Step Outside the Box?
Yes, ladies Step Outside the Box.
Not only that, though, you're going to get the first edition of Unlock the Power to Heal, RSB and TMB collaboration.
Yes, yes. Also, Dr. Jocker's book, and I think A.J. Lanigan has written extensively on beta-1-3D glucan for the immune system. So
yeah, you're going to walk out of there with so much stuff. So much research, so many books, that it's going to be almost like you got the meal for free.
Yeah. In fact, here's a way to get in for free. You give Ty $100 or you give me $100, you get in for free. Because
you
don't give that $100 for registration for you in that case. But seriously, this is and this is not something you just show up and, oh, I want to go in. No, sign up now. Don't wait around. Don't procrastinate on this one.
Yeah, you can't just show up at the gate and say medical condition, blood sugar, and get in.
And then just be let in. No, it's not going to work. We're on to you. We're on. Uh-oh. I just busted myself on that one. Oops. All right. So Also, you can't bring a dead banker either. That's not going to get you in. Now, I don't mean to make light of this. No.
Yeah, they're not part of the dead banker society.
We don't mean to make light of this, but you brought this to my attention, Ty, and you're, you know, in the accountant field, you know economics, banking, etc. This is the headline. Tell me all about what you know about this. Does the trail of dead bankers lead somewhere?
Well, this, you know, we talked about this, and we're not joking at all. This is very serious. Bankers, at least seven bankers have been killed or committed suicide over the last couple months. And when I say or, I mean, I don't think that they've committed suicide. I think they've been killed. And that's the reason why is you've got Gabriel McGee was a banker in London. He had made plans for later that evening after he supposedly threw himself off of the building. And you've got Richard Talley was a 57-year-old banker that was found with 8 nail gun wounds to his torso and his head. And that was ruled suicide. Wow.
That's 8? How do you – 8?
I mean, it's like – times. It's like Gary Webb, you know.
Oh man.
So what's going on? My question is, what do these bankers know that they're being killed for or being silenced for?
Right.
There's no way that he committed suicide. So you've got something globally coming potentially. I don't know, but I mean the facts speak for themselves. I mean, all of a sudden you're seeing this rash of bankers committing quote suicide. I've seen estimates of not just 7, but 20 more mysterious deaths. So it's not just 7. That's what's being reported. But a lot of people are ending up dead. So I don't know what's going on. I mean, we got, you know, the Forex markets are rigged. The stock market's rigged. We got Warren Buffett now has bet like, I think, $1.3 billion that the stock market's going to collapse. I mean, that, in other words, he's shorting the market to the tune of $1.3 billion.
Now, help me out here real quick, Ty. What did Jesus say about the money changers? Was he talking about the bankers? What?
He was. Well, he absolutely was. As a matter of fact, I believe that when Jesus got angry and overthrew the tables in the temple, the money changers, that I believe not. It wasn't just that he was angry that they had made the temple into a place of business, but that they were cheating with what could be thought of as the current day fiat currency.
Interesting. Well, there you go. The historical perspectives are out there, and they might be coming home to roost for the banking community. Not a good day to be a banker. Grow your own food. That's like printing your own money. Grow your own food. TMB, RSB, we've got lots more to do here on Outside the Box Wednesday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick around. We've got questions from you, and we've got some answers from Ty, from me, and lots more healing to go. So stick around. Robert Scott Bell Show continues.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
And what makes Wednesday so wonderful? It's Ty Bollinger. It's Outside the Box. It's a wonderful Wednesday, my friend, and we have a question of the day. Are you up for a question from a listener?
Absolutely.
All right. I have a 17-year-old daughter. Not me. This is coming from Eliza. I have a 17-year-old daughter with autoimmune disease, most likely lupus. She has had autoimmune low platelet issues, acne, low energy, and recently low C4 and C3 numbers. She references them as proteins in the blood the body uses when there's inflammation. And the low blood counts indicate maybe kidney inflammation. What can you recommend? She's not taking any medication. She has been taking a mushroom supplement that has been very helpful, but not enough, Eliza. All right. No, we're not playing doctor on TV or radio, but let's give you some perspective, some consideration for something like autoimmunity.
Well, in light of the fact that we're not doctors, well, I'm not a doctor. You're a doctor. As a matter of fact, when you were on Carol Alt, you were Dr. Robert Scott Bell. Remember that? I love that.
The humble homeopath that honors the word doctor as teacher and healer, not as I'm going to drug you to death.
Exactly. But, you know, I'm not a doctor, so I answer these questions hypothetically. If this were me or if this were my daughter, what would I do? One of the places that I would definitely start would be with Carnivora. Carnivora is fantastic for autoimmune diseases. I have done many interviews about Carnivora. I do the Carnivora commercial. I know Richard at Carnivora. He will never make any claims about it because he just can't. It's just an immune supplement. But I can because I don't sell it and I don't make any money from the sales of Carnivora. So, I would say that would be a good place to start. Autoimmune diseases have a very, very successful track record being treated with Carnivora.
Because by the way, there's a toll-free number. Hold on real quick. 866-836. Yeah. Sorry, 866-836-8735. And it's linked up. If you look at the question of the day at robertscottbell.com, there's actually a banner right there you can click on to get the Carnivora, which is good. Well, I'm sorry, what were you going to say, Ty?
Now just the reason that I would recommend that, if that were me or my daughter, what we would do is that, I'm not recommending it, by the way, but that's what we would do. And the reason is because Carnivora is an immunomodulator.
Correct.
So it regulates the immune system and it makes it run at the right speed. And so with the autoimmune disease, your immune system is too high. It's running too fast. And so you need to slow it down a tad. And so that's why Carnivora works well, because it does have immunomodulatory properties. It doesn't rev up your immune system, which a lot of people use that term. You don't want that if you have autoimmune disease. You want an immunomodulator, and I don't know of a better one than Carnivora.
Beautiful. Beautifully said. And she has acne and low energy. That would indicate liver congestion. Mm-hmm. Kidneys, she mentioned. So we want to detox homeopathically. We want to increase selenium levels. Silver can help as well in terms of immune modulation. But you're right, I'm with you. The Carnivora is excellent in this case. And, Eliza, if you can get your daughter on that, the liquid or the capsules, either one, I think that would help out tremendously. Now, we want to help those of you out there before you get caught up in the pink ribbon campaigns of October.
October.
So we're starting ahead. We're planning ahead. We don't want you to get caught up in the hype, because they're targeting your breasts with ionizing radiation. Mm. And we've got some stories here. And, Ty, you've covered this in Cancer Step Outside the Box, latest edition as well.
Yeah. Well, I have. And before we get going, do you remember last week, did I talk about the pink ribbons and the peach ribbons or not?
I think you had a reference to them, yes.
Okay. Because I've done, I think, about 6 interviews over the last 7 days, and I can't remember what I talked about. But anyway, the pink ribbons, is they're a scam. Get your mammogram. If Breast Cancer Awareness Month, it's a scam. It's all about the money. I could go into the financial statements of the ACS, prove to you that they don't spend more than 16% of the money on research. It's all administrative overhead and salaries. But bottom line is this article, I won't go into that because I think we talked about it last week. I'm going seen out here. I'm forgetting what we talked about on the show. the study shows that mammography does not save lives. Now, this article is on Sarah G's website, greenmedinfo.com. Great website, by the way, if you want to get good information on overall health. It's a 25-year follow-up study, involved almost 90,000 Canadian women. And basically, they determined in the study, the conclusion was annual mammography in women aged 40 to 59 does not reduce mortality from breast cancer. Wow. So what is the year or the age at which the American Cancer Society recommends that you start getting those mammograms?
How young now?
40.
40? I thought I was going to guess 35. It's only a matter of time before they do that.
Yeah. Well, they recommend 40, but now this 25-year study just concluded that mammography does not reduce mortality from breast cancer from the time you're 40 till you're 60. So that's a 20-year period. Now, here's what's interesting. That's not the first study that's shown that. In 2009, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force revised mammogram guidelines because they did some studies as well, and they found the same thing. Of course, their study was that from 40 to 50, that it was useless, basically, that it did not reduce mortality. So they recommended that the ACS change their recommendations and make it 50 instead of 40 when women start getting mammographic screening. Well, guess what? ACS did not modify the recommendations. Surprise, surprise. Yeah, right. Of course, we're not surprised. But this isn't the first study that's shown that. Now, in light of that information, that this recent study shows that from the age 40 to 60, that's 20 years, basically mammograms are worthless. And in light of the research that's done by Dr. Russell Blaylock, that indicates that each mammogram increases your risk of breast cancer by 2%. You multiply that 2% times 20 years of useless mammograms, and you've got an increased risk of cancer by 40% by the time you're 60 years old if you follow the ACS guidelines. That should be criminal for them to continue recommending that in light of the fact that they know that it's useless.
But, of course, they're not doing that. They're continuing on with their charade of saying ionizing radiation is perfectly safe. We want to detect what we're actually going to cause.
Exactly.
What can we do as far as a safer option? We've talked thermography. I think there's some magnetic resonance imaging technology now that may be safer as well.
There is. Let me cover one more statistic, and we'll get to thermography, because I would want to talk about that. In 2009, you're familiar with the Cochrane database. So Cochrane database, the 2006 Cochrane database, as we reference a lot for the flu. But 2009 Cochrane database of systemic reviews published what's known as the Getsky and Nielsen review. And it was titled Screening for Breast Cancer with Mammography. The results of that review, and this is published in the Cochrane database 2009, said that for every 2,000 women invited for screening throughout 10 years, one will have a prolonged life. One out of 2,000. But 10 healthy women who would not have been diagnosed will be treated unnecessarily. In other words, a false positive. So 2,000 women, one will have their life prolonged. 10 will begin to get treatment for cancer that they don't even have. That's shocking to me.
I don't have much to add to that. But it's a culture of death that pervades the cancer industry. I mean, they make more money off of perpetual cancer than they do of any cure, as we know.
Well,
the money
is
in the medicine and the management, not in the elimination of the cancer.
Right, and that is why I believe that a superior alternative to mammograms is advanced thermography, and that's why I believe that right now in Canada, from what I understand, that you cannot, if you're a medical doctor in Canada, you cannot use advanced thermography on your patients. A thermogram is just a thermal image, and it's very simple. Unlike mammograms, which are invasive, which pelt a woman's breast with ionizing radiation, and radiation effect is cumulative, so it continues to build up in your system. Thermography is not that way at all. It's not invasive. It's the woman stands bare-chested, and cold air is blown over the breasts, and a thermal picture is taken. And because the cancer cells are more primitive cells and they don't react as quickly to the cool air, they stay warm longer, and the other cells cool off. So in the thermographic image, you'll see blue and green spots for what the normal tissue.
And you'll know right away something's up. Something's not happening.
Exactly.
It should be happening. So
you'll see,
very simple.
Yeah, you'll see the red spot. Yeah.
Listen, this is something that, of course, I want to recommend if you haven't already. The newest edition coming out, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. You will get it if you attend the Answer to Cancer seminar that Ty and I will be at in Atlanta. Limited seating available, organic food, everything's going to be there for you. And I want you to take advantage of that. Don't wait, because it will sell out. So act on it. There's a link in the show notes. There you'll see a big banner at robertscottbell.com, Answers to Cancer. Click it, go there, sign up while you still can. Now, I want to switch gears here, if you don't mind, and talk about kids again.
Okay.
This is the most shocking headline of the year. And it is. They say shock. Children as young as two turning to coffee. And I'm like, what kind of Harry Potter magic are they doing, waving wands over kids and turning them into coffee? This has got to be the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I never seen a kid turn to coffee.
Well, it's a pretty common occurrence. In The Lord of the Rings, I think it was The Hobbit, the big goblins turned to stone. And
I heard turn to stone. I never heard turn to coffee.
Kids,
ELO
no, kids
did
do.
Turn to stone.
Okay, I think what they're talking about here, but I think we may need to pull Super Don on this because he's
Super Don,
the coffee expert. What
am
exactly
I reading this wrong?
Of course. If Papa turns to coffee, and I get to be the token coffee guy. Yeah.
Yeah, but kids, I'm worried kids are turning into coffee. That's not good. Am I reading it right?
Turning into coffee. Robert, I think I blame you for all of those Harry Potter magic spells that you talk about on the show every day.
I think what they're talking about here, Robert, is
one of those homeopathic spells that turns kids into coffee. Which one is it?
There is homeopathic coffee. It's called Coffea. But what do you think, Ty?
They're not turning into coffee. They're turning to coffee. In other words, kids are starting to drink a lot of caffeine. Is what this article. It's an article that Mike published on Natural News. But
All right. I'm a little slow today. It's Outside the Box Wednesday. I turn over to Ty, and I can't read articles properly. They're not turning into coffee. They're turning to coffee. Why does a 2-year-old need coffee? I don't know.
They don't. Well, it's going to shoot there.
Here's a question. Where in the heck does a 2-year-old get coffee? It's the parents. The parents are somehow allowing the kids to have access to the coffee.
Walks into
Starbucks and orders a coffee, right?
They get in their little go-kart. They drive through at Starbucks and they order a tiny cup of coffee.
I don't think
on their tricycle.
One shot for me. I want coffee.
2 years old, the parent is involved some way.
All right, we'll be back to wrap it up. Make sense of all of this. Outside the Box with Ty after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave another dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried food that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the winter specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
But we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
While we were on the break, we force-fed coffee to all of our children, and then we ran. No, no, we didn't do that.
I love that song, man. It makes me want to go bop.
I totally love Werewolves of London. And, of course, yeah. Werewolves of London were werewolves because of what? Their parents fed coffee to them when they were two. But it's worse because in France it's kind of normal, café au lait, but at any age. But in America, what is the equivalent in America? I think Super Don brought it up. What do they put in the baby bottles in America?
He did. Super Don mentioned. Go ahead.
Coca-Cola in a bottle, and sometimes Kool-Aid or something. But Coca-Cola with the caffeine. Yeah.
I mean, I would rather have the kids drinking organic coffee than putting Coca-Cola and Kool-Aid in their bottles. I'm just saying. Also, in South America, yerba mate, natural drink that they drink right away from little childs.
Yerba mate. Anyway. We visited several years ago. We visited Uruguay, and everybody's got their yerba mate. They've got the actual hard cups with the metal straws and. Well, they do it upright. They walk down the street there in busy Montevideo, Uruguay, with their yerba mate cups.
Yeah, I got a big Pyrex gourd, but I do have the bombilla. I got my traditional.
Yeah, the bombilla. That's right. That's what they're called. Yeah.
And I do have that. I love it. But here's a comment of the day coming through from Chantal. She says, "Hi, Robert. I was just listening to the archives and heard that you answered one of my questions. I don't know which one it was, Chantal, but I'm glad you were able to listen. Thank you so much for all your help. I ordered 5 bottles of the Alta Silica from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. I will do the silica challenge, too, and maybe it will also help my Raynaud's condition. I also went and got the Aloe 1 and will start the Silver Aloe Protocol this week. I'm so grateful for your show. It is helping me so much to get a better understanding on health. Thank you again for everything, Chantal." Well, Chantal, thank you for reaching out and telling us it's helping you. And even last hour with Carol Alt, Ty, I mean, she was great. She's like, she loves all the information that she's getting. Mm-hmm. She's integrated also the silver and the aloe, as well as, I don't know, we didn't hit the silica issue like that, but do give Jonathan a call, 866-424-1077, to strengthen your nervous system, your connective tissue, et cetera. And that's a great tip. But moving back into the cancer discussion, a big I'm sure there's a chapter's worth of stuff on turmeric in your book.
Not quite a chapter, but a good amount of information on curcumin and turmeric. Yeah, yeah,
There's new science coming out.
What's the new science?
Well, at least it's in the article we linked up in today's show notes.
What does it say? What does it say is new?
Well, I don't know. I don't have it in front of me.
Well, let me see if I can pull it up here. I think it says that turmeric has now been shown to be able to be effective at treating cancer. I mean, that's the gist of it. And I know the article that we're talking about it's talking about the cancer stem cells. But this is not really new per se. I mean, I wrote about this 7 years ago in Cancer Step Outside the Box. One of the reasons that It's so good. If you have breast cancer, you should be taking turmeric all the time. You should be overdosing on turmeric. You can't overdose on it. I'm just saying you should be taking a lot. One of the main reasons is because the curcumin, and I'm using these actually interchangeably, curcumin and turmeric, they're actually a little bit different. Curcumin is actually found in turmeric, which is a spice, but I'll use them interchangeably. But they protect against xenoestrogens because they fit into the same receptor cell as the estrogen-mimicking chemical. So that's one of the reasons that it's so good for estrogen-sensitive cancers like breast cancer, ovarian cancer, mm-hmm. cervical cancer, and so forth, is it fits into the same receptor as the estrogen does, and so it can displace the estrogen, and therefore it'll put mm-hmm. your estrogen-testosterone ratio back into whack.
So if we weigh it out, we say on one hand we've got turmeric, and the other hand we have Obamacare. Which one would you take?
I'll take turmeric every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Did you see on Jimmy Kimmel, he ripped Obamacare? He said no one in his audience had even signed up in the Jimmy Kimmel show?
No, I didn't see that.
I mean, it's a disaster, as we said. But the good news is if you read Cancer Step Outside the Box, you won't need Obamacare because you'll be able to prevent and reverse these things. Which is beautiful.
Or unlock the power to heal, perhaps.
Oh, yeah. No, that's good, too. Unlock the Power to Heal is available through Barnes & Noble online, Amazon online. And if you go to unlockthepowertoheal.com, you can get it instantly. Do you call it an e-book? Is that true? Is it still called an e-book?
E-book download. You can get it there, unlockthepowertoheal.com. And that was very kind of Carol last hour. It kind of left us an open-ended invitation to come back up there and be on her show and talk about the book with her.
Oh, man, that'd be great. That'd be sweet. And of course, if we talk about the book again, we're going to have it, and we're going to give it away free for everybody in attendance at the Answers to Cancer event coming up in Atlanta. Yeah, so check it out. Hey, thanks to Carnivora. Thanks to Better Way Health. Thanks to all our sponsors here making this possible each and every week and each and almost every day. Thank you, Super Don. Thank you to Carol Alt. Ty, my friend, can you believe it's already over?
It's already over, RSB. Another good show, man. Always enjoy it, buddy.
Yeah, well, what do we not believe? Tomorrow I'll talk about that. It's going to be a good one. In the meantime, remember, the power to heal is yours.
Is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.